Well, praise God. Amen? That's a wonderful time once a month when we recognize and bring into our remembrance the virgin birth and the stripes on his back and how he shed his blood and died and rose from the dead. Amen? And how they both bring forth a lot of good truth from the Word of God. And it blesses us and opens our eyes every month. A lot of us forget. Me and my wife took the Lord's Supper this morning and basically brought into our remembrance everything he's done and spoke healing into her body and my body. So I'm not going to be moved by what I think, my own understanding. I'm going to be moved by what the Word of God says. Amen? So say, thank you, Jesus, because of your power. I am righteous. I have grace. I have mercy. I have compassion. I am loved by you, Jesus. I am forgiven by you, Jesus. All sin is washed in the blood. I'm a brand new person. I'm alive with the anointing in the life of God. And Satan, I bind you from my life in Jesus' name. Principalities and powers, I bind you in Jesus' name. And I'm free now. And now I'm going to, ha, 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 devil. You got to say it like you mean it. Ha, 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 devil. I mean, it can't be just a little giggle, you know. You got to make sure that he's up there going, ah! Amen? Hallelujah. Yes. Yes, give the Lord a clap offering this morning. Praise you, Jesus. We're still talking about faith, and that's what we'll be talking about this morning. And faith always connects with the blood covenant. Amen? Hallelujah. I'm just trying to think where we should start here. Where should we start? Well, your answer should be in the beginning. You don't want to start in the middle, do you? Huh? Oh, start in the Bible, he said. Well, pray, that's a good place to start. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, turn to Proverbs 3, Chris, if you would, 5 and 6. Hallelujah. One of the biggest battles, you know, we started earlier in this faith message by telling you that Jesus taught in Mark 16, these signs will follow those who believe. And one of the signs he spoke of is tongues. So if you want a sign from God in your life, pray in tongues. Amen? A pastor called me from Pueblo yesterday, or I called him about something, and we talked for a long time, and I gave him this revelation. He knew it, but it really brought light and revelation to him. I think probably he's down there preaching today to his people about tongues are a sign from God. And so if you want a sign from God, just pray in tongues. Amen? And then have faith that it's a sign from God. And you're talking right directly to God, and the devil can't understand it. So that's one of the faith walks we're in, that we got to understand that tongues are a sign from God. And when I pray in tongues, I can talk to God. That's faith. Amen? So I'm going to exercise that gift. I'm going to pray in tongues. And it's a sign from God. And I'm talking right directly to God. Everybody who says, I wonder if God hears me. Talk to God. He'll hear you. See, sometimes we say things and we give food to the enemy about things. But when you pray in tongues, you're talking to God. God's listening. It's unbelievable to be able to understand how God can hear everybody that's praying. And to be able to say, I hear Jerry and Rainey's prayers. I hear David's prayers. Even if they're praying at the same time. He can process all that. What a God we have. Amen? Amen. That he can process everybody's prayers. And if he so chooses, because he always hears prayers, and I believe he always answers, he can send out angels to take care of this or that or whatever it may be. Prayer is a very powerful thing. Alan told me that he was praying when he saw the fire come down over, and it looked like liquid water coming down over that mountain there towards those houses. And it's just, it's unbelievable how fast that move, isn't it? You know, when I used to probably would argue with firemen or the cops about saying, you need to get out of here, you're going to burn up. You know, I'd be kind of stupid one saying, I ain't going to touch me. Well, now I'm going to realize when they say get out, I'm going to run. Amen? They know what they're doing in that area. And so I just praise the Lord when Leslie and Randall went back in their home and there was no break-ins, there was no smoke in their house. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And they're so close to that. I guess it's just across Centennial, isn't it? Anybody know where they live? It's just across Centennial, right? There's all those houses over there burned. Well, God's a great God. Amen? A lot of people are back in their house. I think Leslie and Lisa and David are back in their houses now. And Jeff's back in his house. And a lot of people have returned. There's still about 10,000 not. And so we're just going to believe that everything is going to go fine because of our prayers. Amen? So you want to look at this scripture. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Every time we got to make a decision, we always lean to our own understanding about things. For example, when Betty said, I said to Betty, no, you're not coming down today. You see, that was God saying that. And I don't want to lean to my own understanding and say, oh, gee, what is this, another battle? What is this, another? No, I'm just going to trust in the Lord, and I'm not going to lean to my own understanding and have my own understanding give me an answer why this is going on. I'm just going to praise God. I'm going to have joy in the Lord. I'm going to speak the scriptures. You see, I'm going to call forth the answer or the healing power into her body. I'm going to touch her and pray for her in the name of Jesus, as I did. We took the Lord's Supper and so on and so forth. And she came banging on the door when I was in the bathroom and said, I'm going to get dressed and get ready. I said, no, you're not. At that point, she didn't look too shiny. She didn't look like a brand new penny. But, see, I could have leaned to my own understanding and saying, yeah, I'm going to have her come down here just to show faith. No, you see, I'm going to trust in the Lord that God's going to take care of her. God's going to heal her. I'm going to come down and do what God's going to tell me to do. And God's going to take care of that out there. And God's going to take care of this over here. And God's going to take care of the fire over there. Most people, when you come to make a decision, think about it. We have emotions. We have five senses. And we always lean to our own understanding. Not all the time, but a lot of the times we do. Instead of trusting in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. All of us have character flaws. Did you know that? There's only one perfect, and that's Jesus. Even Paul said at one time, why am I doing the things I don't want to do? See, most Christians, the charismatic people, don't want to admit to this. But we all have character flaws. We'll never be perfect. Jesus is perfect, but we'll never have be. But God works through our imperfections. Do you know that? And so if there's something going on in your life, don't put yourself under guilt. Don't lean to your own understanding. See, trust in the Lord that you're in Christ and there is no guilt and condemnation in your life. Amen? So God wants you to understand this is a key to getting victory in your life. And if you mess up today, you have His mercy tomorrow. Or you can tap into His mercy today. Mercy is a gift from God. And if He's merciful, we have that mercy. Because every good thing is in us in Christ Jesus. Amen? And so God wants you to understand, don't lean to your own understanding. Trust in the Lord and He'll bring it forth. That's called faith. Because faith is a substance of things not seen. And so God wants you to know that you have mercy, that you have the gift of tongues, that you can talk to God, that it's a sign from God. And so you don't want to lean to your own understanding trying to solve issues and problems because knowledge and wisdom in Christ is available to you and I. And so God wants you to lean to His trust in the Lord. I trust in the Lord, my sins are forgiven. I trust in the Lord, I'm in right standing with God through Jesus Christ. I trust in the Lord that I have mercy and grace. I trust in the Lord that I have compassion. I trust in the Lord that the gifts of the Spirit are in me. I'm not going to let my mind tell me what is in and what is not in and what I can do and what I can't do. That's a process that you go through, and it'll cause you to grow into your salvation. It'll cause you to break through in some areas that you haven't broken through. And the reason why you haven't broken through, if you'll check yourself, you're leaning to your own understanding about a given situation. Does that make sense to you? Hallelujah. We all go through that. So anytime I come up against anything during the week or on a weekend before I'm going to come down here preach on Friday or Sunday, you see, I have to trust in the Lord. I can't lean to my own understanding. My own understanding wants to quit. And I know you wonderful angels never done that. God's healing somebody. Someone's got a nervous stomach, and sometimes it flutters, and you're trying to lean to your own understanding. Well, God's healing that right now. If you have a stomach that sometimes flutters, I don't mean all the time, but sometimes it flutters. It's almost like there's a nerve jumping around or something. You have a nervous stomach. God is calming that down. The peace of God is coming upon that, upon your stomach. Amen? God just said it. See, I agree. God said it, and I agree. In Jesus' name. So you don't want to lean. See, you want to trust in the Lord. So what just was said, you want to trust in the Lord. You want to have faith that what I just said by the Holy Spirit was a God thing. It came from the Spirit of God. It was a word of knowledge. See, most people will say, I don't know. Well, if you don't sit under the light and the revelation of Jesus by the Word of God and by the power of the Holy Spirit, there's many things that we'll reject. We all have flaws in our character. And sometimes you wonder why you're doing things and saying things. Why am I saying that? Why am I doing that? That don't sound like me, but we just do it because we have flaws. Well, the blood has cleansed us, you see, and God has removed us from, we're in this world, but we're not of it. God has removed us by our confession, by our identification with all those good things that are in us in Christ Jesus. So every morning when I get up, I identify with Christ. I don't lean to my own understanding. Everybody in here, when some days when you start to get out of bed, something don't feel right in your body sometimes. It's either your shoulder, it's your back, it's your neck or something, or you reach over to turn the light on and you knock everything off the table. See, it's important to understand. See, I come before God's throne for mercy and grace, but I say to the Father God, I come in the righteousness. You see me righteous because you see me clothed in Christ. I come before you, Father God, in grace. I have favor. Every promise in Jesus is mine. I don't lean to my own understanding. I acknowledge Him. I trust in the Lord with all my heart, you see. So I'm not going to, and this is a key, saints, to set you free. It will absolutely transform and change your life. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, in Exodus, when they were delivered, they went through a process, didn't they? Amen? There were 10 plagues that were used to set them free from the grips of Pharaoh. And you and I may have to go through a process to get us set free from the flesh and demons and principalities and powers. Do you know that? Because He has a grip on all of us because we have character flaws, but we're not going to be under guilt and condemnation because we're in Christ Jesus. So just as you were saved and blood bought, you see, and delivered at that moment, you see, you may go through a process to get the grips of things released from your life. Everybody who's sitting here now is in some sense are in poverty. That's a grip of the enemy. Because God said, I died, Jesus said, I died broke that you may have wealth. Well, that means this. No, I'm not stupid. I can read that part of it. I died broke that you may have wealth. You see? So I'm not going to lean to my own understanding. I'm going to trust in the Lord that I'm going to have finances. Always remember this, saints, that your faithful walk on this earth is going to cause you to be faithful. And on that journey, there's going to be certain times when blessings are going to come into your life as you're faithful in your walk. God has strategically placed things to be released in your life as you're faithful, because faithfulness produces faith. Anytime you're faithful to a wife, a husband, children, church, a God, the Word of God, whatever it may be, there's stuff placed by God along that journey that will manifest in your life. And so you should be looking for the blessings of God, even though your journey may be long, even though it seems like you haven't heard from the promises of God. Don't lean to your own understanding. Acknowledge Him, you see, because it's placed in different places in your spiritual walk. So I'm going to be faithful. It's going to produce faith. And as I get to different places, God's going to promote me, whether it be business, whether it be husband, wife, wherever it may be. And the need, God's going to supply mine, that need will be there. And so you can't lean to your own understanding by saying, I don't think this is going to work. I've been around this too long, and I've been working and praying at this. And see, you can't, on your journey of life, by the Spirit of God, in faithfulness, I'm telling you, He's placed blessings along the way to be released into your life by the Holy Spirit. See, I expect things all the time from God. I don't lean to my own understanding. I acknowledge Him, and when I acknowledge Him, He says to me, every promise is yes, yes. Amen? Say, I'm a powerhouse. I'm anointed. I'm loved by God. I'm washed in His blood. See, you got to say those things, saints. You can't lean to your own understanding. You can't let the situation you're going through dictate to you. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Faith is not defined in perfect character. Everybody, prophets, apostles, everybody you study had flaws, and yet God used them in a mighty way. So don't try to get yourself all right, you see, and perfect before you think God's going to use you or God's going to bless you. Some of you have already been positioned in a place for some finances. And what you're trying to do things to get the finance. It's already been positioned by God. It's already been placed by God. Didn't He say, I'd open the windows? Now, some people that say it's the Old Testament. But didn't He say, I'll open the windows and pour out a blessing upon you? Didn't He say, I'd be pressed down, shaken together, running over? Didn't He say, I died broke that you may have wealth? Do you know He made an agreement, a covenant with Abraham before the law even was? And do you know He preached the gospel to Abraham? The gospel is the good news. Good news is He told Abraham about salvation, about grace and mercy and all that stuff. Do you know that? Before the law came into effect, that covenant He made with Abraham comes through Christ. See, most people got to get it all figured out and get it all in place in my little pea brain here. No, all you got to do is have faith to believe that He made a covenant with Abraham. It comes through Christ. We are in Christ, and them blessings of Abraham are in us in Christ. If we can just have faith and believe it. And Abraham was not just blessed with donkeys and camels. He was blessed with gold and silver. Do you know that? So I'm not going to lean to my own understanding. I'm going to have faith, you see. I'm going to trust in the Lord that I am in Christ. Christ is in me, and everything I have is in Christ in me. All those good things. The Abraham blessing is in me in Christ. What releases it is faith. Not your own understanding. What releases it is faith. Abraham was a man of faith. And it pleased the Lord. He became a friend of God. Well, guess what? Jesus is our friend. So you're sitting there waiting for maybe some financial blessing. And that financial blessing that comes through Abraham is in you in Christ. Because you're in Christ. Unless you removed yourself. I don't know. That's where we all operate from. When we lean to our own understanding, we're trying to work our way there. But when we trust in the Lord, we trust in His statements. We trust in His promises. We trust in the cross. We trust in the resurrection. And we confess that. Everybody here will have a battle this week. Because the enemy is going to try to find out if you understand what God the Holy Spirit said today. And so things are going to happen that normally don't happen. to see if you trust, because the training of the Holy Ghost is just that. Come Monday, the Holy Spirit will see if you heard the message, and are you going to lean to your own understanding, or are you going to trust in the Lord? Because everywhere, every thing you're up against, there's an answer for it in Jesus, in Christ, in you. Amen? Say, I'm in Christ. Every promise, Abraham's blessings, is in me, in Christ. And so what we do is we identify by speaking those things that are in you in Christ. And they're all good things. Do you know there's somebody here, more than one, that's on the verge of getting a financial blessing and you've disqualified yourself? Oh, I don't think I could deserve that. I'm not going to believe for all that. I don't need it. What am I going to do with all that? If you get all that, God will give you wisdom. He'll tell you what to do with it. If it comes from God, he'll give you the wisdom what to do with it. And there's people here positioned already on your journey on this earth to receive a blessing from God. And if you continue learning, leaning to your own understanding, you ain't going to get it. You got to trust in the Lord, what God is saying today. Amen? Hallelujah. Well, go to Ephesians 1:3. If you would, Chris, please. So there's salvation in Exodus. It went through a process, didn't they? So Pharaoh would release his grip on people. Guess what, saints? You and I are going to go through a process because we're going to identify those things in Christ in us to have the enemy release his grip, to even have your flesh to stop controlling God. The mind is enmity against God. It don't have the ability to obey God. So God, guess what? You got to do things by the promises of God and what God said. So it says here, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. See, he say, repeat after me. Who has blessed us, who has blessed me with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. See, he's already saying, if you lean to him, you're blessed. And the Spirit has always got power over the flesh if you allow him to do it. I'm blessed. Wow, that's really powerful, guys. I'm blessed. You don't know if you're blessed or you're broke or what you are. You got to speak it out. I'm blessed. See, even favored. See, you can't let the devil hear you say, well, all right, Pastor, I'm blessed. The devil say, he no more believes that, she no more believes that then. See, there's a lot of things in my life that God hasn't changed. Do you know that? I was in my office, Betty was laying down, in my office, boy, just praying up a storm in tongues. The phone rang. So I went and answered it. And I said, hello, and I was really in the spirit. And Chris said, Elroy, I can't make it this morning. I got to finish your job. And I said, who is this? He said, it's Chris. I said, okay, be blessed. Good eye. Boom. See, I have a lot of stuff that's going to stay. I mean, you know why? It makes me bold for Jesus. Now, when I see Chris next time, he say, was you mad or what? No, I was in the Holy Ghost. He's more important than that phone call. But if you want to call me, tell me you can't be here so my mind won't jump and agree with the devil and say, what do you do, run off? Think about it. That's why I explained a lot of things here this morning, where this one is, that one is, and so on and so forth. People sit around and say,
What happened to the praise team? He used to have a praise team.
Jerry and Quint were coming to church Friday night, and their car broke down. The alternator went. And Jerry almost cried, man. She couldn't get here. She loves to worship God. So Mark stepped up to the plate and blessed everybody, as he did this morning. Isn't it nice? Because these things are going to happen. So I could lean to my own understanding and say this. God, Chris ain't going to be there. Randall and Leslie ain't going to be there. My God, we might as well all just stay home. And Jesus is listening and saying, hey, I'm going to be there. And he's talking loud and you don't even hear, yeah, but my emotions, my feelings, Lord, they're going to be there. I said, no, sir, I'm leaning to your understanding. You take care of things. You're in control. I'll just show up. I had to grow into that. See, it's not something that happens overnight. You got to get the enemy and your flesh to release that grip that you're trying to control God. Like it's really going to hurt me when they don't show up. I'm concerned if Jesus shows up. That's what I want to show up. See, so I can't lean to my understanding with that emotion going on in my life. Immediately, I start leaning and trusting in the Lord. I trust you, Lord. Everything will be fine this morning. You'll be there. You're all powerful. You're all knowing. Your knowledge, your wisdom. And even right there, I said, if you ain't here, I ain't going up there. I got to have the anointing. I got to have you speaking to me. I mean, this writing here looks like a Chinese fire drill. I said, God, how am I going to just put all that together? Trust in the Lord. Trust in the anointing. Trust that he'll be with me. Have you ever studied the Word of God, wrote a bunch of stuff down, and said, that don't sound right. That ain't going to work. Just trust in the Lord. When you stand up to share that, it'll all come together. And when you look at it and what you're saying, you're going, how'd the Holy Ghost get that out of that? So God hasn't removed a lot of stuff from me. I'm very bold. Hallelujah. I'm blessed with every spiritual blessing. Because I'm in Christ. Christ is in me. So how come I have to be leaning to my own understanding because they're not manifesting in my life? Right? What you've done is you're trying to draw a picture in the flesh how it should work. And you're trying to dictate to God how he's going to do it. But faith says you're already blessed. It's already in you. All you got to do is open your mouth and speak to your business, speak to your husband, your wife, your children, speak to your finances. Say, money cometh. Hallelujah. Turn to Genesis 12:2. Yeah. Verse 2 says, I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great. And you shall be a blessing. And I'll bless those who bless you. And I'll curse those who curse you. And in all your families of the earth shall be blessed. Say, I'm blessed.
I am blessed.
Now turn over to 13, 1 and 2. 13, 1 and 2. Genesis again. One says, then Abraham went up from Egypt, he and his wife and all that he had, and Lot with him, and to the south. Abram was very rich in livestock, in silver and gold. He wasn't just camels and donkeys and all this stuff. He had a lot of silver and a lot of gold. See, God can transfer, if you believe it, things into your account. You could be sitting home someday and your checkbook reads zero and the bank calls and say, someone just deposited something. Who was it? We don't know, but it's in your account. How much is it? Get ready. If you got a big God, get ready. If you got a big God, get ready. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You don't see Jesus broke. He never had a need. He said to the apostles, Jesus did. He said, did you lack anything? Well, if you had people stand up here, everybody's lacking something. You know why? You're leaning to your own understanding. That's why you ain't got nothing. Or some of you. Because you're determined it ain't going to change. It ain't going to be no different. This word of God is God speaking to us. This is his plan for us. And I'm going to have to learn to be vocal about his word. In my home, in my marriage, in the ministry. You know, I said to my wife, I said to Betty yesterday, have we got enough money to pay the bills? She was going to get, I said, find out later. We're sitting out there just kind of talking about the Lord on the sun porch and everything else. And finally, and I don't know where it came from, finally she comes, she says, everything's paid. And is this amount left over? I went, see, even I went, really? Then you say, I wonder how God done that. See, I ain't supposed to ask God that. Just open the windows, Lord, and don't let me be stupid and question you. Amen? Yeah. It's strange how small Friday night got, and people, sometimes Sunday is, and yet God is all, God made a covenant with me when I said to the Lord, I want to learn that they didn't lack anything. I want to learn that. He said, never take up a collection. Oh, I bind you, Satan. That ain't right. It's a true story. And I never have. Think about it. How much of a miracle this is. We pay $6,600 a month and never been late. The guy that owns this place, he don't want me to leave. Because we're always paying 2-3 days, 5 days early. See, I don't ask my wife how much is in the bank every day or every week or something. But I happen to ask her then, I just say, we're going to have enough because the first was coming up. I'm not going to lean to my own understanding. Abraham was very rich. And those blessings through Christ are in me in Christ. That very richness, you see, I got to speak rich. I got to speak blessed financially. Because I know on the highway of this journey, God has positioned people to give finances this ministry. And I don't have to go out and try to seek them or tell people, hey, come on by, we're going to have a hot dog roast. Or come by, the pastor's going to ride in the sanctuary on an elephant. Come see. And while you're coming looking, put a little thing in the box. Praise God. Amen. God don't approve of human sacrifice. Amen. What am I saying about that? Genesis 22. Yeah. 22, 16 and 17. I got to find it myself. Verse 15, I'll back up a little bit. Verse 15, Chris. Then the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time out of heaven and said, see, we don't expect things like this today. We don't expect to hear angels speaking to us. We don't expect to see signs and wonders. We don't expect to see miracles. We're just all caught up with our daily life, and it's all about me. He called him a second time out of heaven. We can't even get one. and said, by myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this thing, have not withheld your son from the son, your only son, blessings I will bless you. Multiplying, I'll multiply your descendants as the stars of the heaven, as the sand which is on the seashore. And your descendants will possess the gates of the enemy. The gates of hell shall not prevail. When we become faithful, out of faithfulness, there's obedience, and we will possess the gates of hell. We'll tell Satan where he can go and can't go. We'll tell principalities and powers where he can go and can't go. We'll tell sickness and disease where they're going to go. We'll tell oppression and depression where it's going to go. We'll tell the money from God out of Abraham's blessing through Christ, Lord and Savior Jesus, in me, to be released in me. As I'm on my journey, it's positioned for me to receive certain things from God. See, we ought to be telling the devil instead of that sitting there holding conversations with him. Amen? I got down here. God's provisions are placed along the pathway of faithful obedience. You'll get it, saints. But if you get ugly and you want to do this and you don't want to do that and you want it during your time, you'll get it when you get to the place where God's positioned it. That's when you'll get it. Most Christians, charismatic people, they want $1 million in the bank so they can sit on the couch and become a couch potato and get fat. They have no plans for it. No plans to further the gospel of Jesus or to preach about Jesus. We just want it. Because the Bible says I can have it. No, it doesn't either. There's conditions. What has God asked you to do? Has he told you to write a check for $1 million? That box will hold a check. Now, don't get bent out of shape. I'm not going before God and say, God, can you write me a check for $100,000? We got a big God. I got a big vision. It has nothing to do with how old I am. This is wisdom. See, this colored white stuff, silver stuff here. The Bible says it's wisdom. I'm going to believe in God. I'm going to walk around and say, I got wisdom. Silver hair is wisdom. You got wisdom, Alan. Then we ought to put it to work, right? Hallelujah. See, when he became obedient, he said, your descendants will possess the gates of their enemy. Are we descendants in Christ? Well, how come we ain't possessing the enemy? We ought to gag that clown and throw him in the fire like they did Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Jesus won't be walking around in there with him. Hallelujah. Say, faith must be confessed. Okay? The promises and blessings are those who live by the principles of faith. Oh, praise God. God, hallelujah, his faith will look down through time and see our freedom coming. You'll look down through time, faith will, and see your freedom coming. I'm walking in faithfulness. It's placed along my walk, and I see my freedom. I see my finances. I see the anointing. I see souls. I see revival coming. God's placed it there. That's what faith sees. Faith is the substance of things not seen. So I'm just going to keep on walking. I'm not going to question God. Everybody wants to know, how did God do that? Why did he do this? How come he's doing that? How come he done that? You should put a zipper over your mouth or tame your tongue, one or the other. Well, how come I'm waiting so long? You ought to walk in my shoes. I've been waiting 35 years. But God's always taking care of us. I've never had to go on food stamps, and I'm not putting people down who have. Me and my wife had four children, and we were getting $354 from Social Security Disability. $354. Have you ever tried to feed kids? 5 minutes later, they say, "Hey, Dad, have we ate yet?" You go in the refrigerator, there's all kinds of cartons, but they're all empty. You go in the cooking closet, and there are all kinds of boxes, but they're all empty. $354 a month. Four kids. And we had a brand new vehicle. I don't know how God done that. But you think I was going to sit down and say, "Hey, Betty, get me the calculator. I want to figure out how God's doing that." I'd have gotten in trouble. I just kept letting God stretch it out. You remember he fed the 5,000? What did he have, seven fish? Or what, whatever, huh? Seven, huh? Five loaves and two fish. That's another story. Five loaves. But how many did he feed? 5,000. He can take $354 a month and make it look like it's 5,000. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, are you blessed? So I want to acknowledge everything. So the Abraham blessings through Christ are in me because I'm in Christ. Do you see the connection? Amen? Amen. So the only way you're going to get it released is to confess it. Now repeat after me, "I'm a millionaire." Some ought to just start with a million. You got to get the million first so we can multiply it. Right? See, people are afraid to say this. People are afraid to say. I walk around my house, say, "Money cometh." And Betty say, "What'd you say?" I'm always mumbling scriptures and saying things. I wasn't always this way. I wasn't hatched this way. You know what I did? You want to know? All right. Okay, praise God. Hallelujah. Turn to 2 Corinthians 5:17. 2 Corinthians 5:17, Chris. That's where we were Friday. Say, "I'm rewinding." The Word of God is like spaghetti. It's better the second day. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. See, you're a millionaire now. You are righteous. You have grace. You have mercy. You have love. You have forgiveness. You are blood bought. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. If you're thinking pennies, you ought to start thinking millions. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. Do you and I have the Abraham blessings in Christ in us? Then that's how we ought to think. How long are you going to say it? Until it comes. The Bible says, keep asking, keep knocking, keep seeking. Press in, press in, press in, press in, press in. See, I was a fighter when I was on the streets, when I was in the booze and drugs. And now I'm a fighter. I'm still a fighter. I don't give up, saints. I get in that prayer closet, boy, and I remind God of everything he said. And all I'm going to do is keep walking on that journey. I know he has placed things along that journey that I'm going to reap for his glory. It's not for Elry. It's his glory. To have a revival where people are coming out of wheelchairs and off from stretchers and everything else, and blind eyes being opened and people pouring down the aisle to be saved, you got to have money to have a bigger place. Either rent it or something. Right? I got a big God. He says, if I don't faint, I'll have my season. If I don't quit, if I don't give up, I'll have my season, in Galatians, right? So right now, as I'm standing here, he's already placed things. I can already see God financially doing things in this ministry. Well, how's he doing? There ain't no many people coming there. All we need one showing up is Jesus. He got all the bucks. Amen? Some of you people will start acting like me if you hang around long enough. You'll rub off on you. And you won't be saying, Pastor Mayo said, you'll be saying, I said. In Jesus' name. Don't go around saying what I said. Go around saying what you say. Amen? Tell the devil what you say. Praise you, Jesus. So when I pray, here's another key. When I pray, I come before God the Father and I tell him, you see me as righteous. Now I'm in Christ now, right? You see me having grace. So I have already have favor. I'm not going to get favor. I have favor. You see me love, Father God. You see me with compassion. You see me with power of your spirit. He doesn't sit there and say, straighten the other arm out. Straighten them shoulders out. See, if you could only visualize how God sees you. Say, God's a miracle working God. And the gift of miracles is in me, in Christ. My God. Hallelujah. Grace. I have grace. See, if you don't build that into you, that's favor. So I should have favor with Abraham's blessings, right? I should have favor with healing. I should have favor with finances. I should have favor with knowledge and wisdom. That's good preaching, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. I have mercy. Say, I have mercy. If I mess up on Sunday, mercy comes in the morning. It's a gift. See, you may get up in the morning, see, and still have that conscience just chewing at you and biting at you. But mercy comes in the morning. Mercy always is. Mercy's a gift. You know why? We have character flaws. We need his mercy. Paul kept saying, why am I doing these things that I don't want to do? I don't know what he was struggling with, but he was struggling with something. Like we all are. Why do I get mad and cuss? Because you have character flaw. That's why. Why did Peter say, I don't know him. I don't know him. That doesn't mean I'm saying go on out and get drunk and smoke a joint and go swim naked in a lake. I'm not saying nothing like that. Someone said, I hope not. What I'm saying is everybody here is going to need mercy. You know why? If someone rear-ends you, you're going to come up with a language you haven't heard before. And you got mercy. See, we're going to flare up. Now, the only one that didn't is Jesus. But you find it in all the prophets and you find it in the apostles. This is not making an excuse, saints. And I know the fruits of the Spirit is the character of Christ. Guess what? Everybody is not going to walk in love all the time. Everybody is not going to get slapped in the face and say, hey, try this side. after you slam him in the mouth. We all have flaws, saints. Don't look at yourself. Look at Jesus as being perfect. And just keep going on with God. If you stumble, get back up. He'll help you. Keep going on with Jesus, because he's got a plan for your life. Don't take yourself so serious. Don't try to work yourself holy. Then you become no earthly good because you judge everybody. Well, praise God. I'm telling you, these things, saints, to know because you know that you got his mercy, because you're going to mess up. I don't care who you are, you're going to mess up. You may even get mad at God. You may even say, I ain't praying no more. I'm sick and tired of this. I've been doing all this and tired and nothing's going on. You got mercy. See, God don't take a film and write that down. And when you get to heaven, say, you see what you said? See, a lot of people are trying to work for something. But if you'll just identify with Christ, get your mind renewed in identification with Christ. Identify with the blessings of Abraham. Have a faith language. Speak the word of God. Continue on your journey, whatever that journey may be. And I'm telling you, God has placed things to bless you. Say, I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
Hallelujah. Well, praise God. I got written down here an old, old teaching. Five laws of prosperity. I better not read them. I just leave it hanging. Why? Because I'm a rascal. Hospitality is one of them. Well, let me say. Who do you want to hear? Do you want to hear Terry or do you want to hear the other one? Terry? Terry? People, man, I gotta get balls. Say, Terry! Thank you. My ears vibrate when you talk softly. What do you say? What was that? I ain't gonna get no hearing aid. God's my hearing aid. Speak up. Oh. Okay. This is the time, blessings and honor. Holy are you, Lord, for the Lord is holy. You deserve the glory. Even so, what a friend I've found. Which one you want? You found a friend? Well, okay, let's play. Where is that at? Did I read that? Oh, number 7 in the black. Ooh, what a friend I've found. I ain't heard that myself. Say, I'm glad.
I'm glad.
I'm happy.
I'm happy.
I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
I'm anointed.
I'm blessed.
I have the mind of Christ. I have authority over the gates of hell. And I'm not going to open it. Ooh. Yes, Lord.
I found he's closer than a brother.
Praise you, Jesus.
I have felt your touch more intimate than others.
God. Praise you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Ain't that good? That's a good choice, Rose. Did you hear that before? Did you know that song? God just told you to call on, huh? Wow. Praise God. Well, does anybody get any pain or sickness in your body? Anybody? If you do, come up here. And those who need prayer, want prayer for anything, you don't have to say nothing to me. Just come up here now and receive from Jesus. There's some people that need peace in their lives. Sometimes there's a lot of noise going on in your mind. You need peace in your life, and sometimes you can't grasp it. You can't get a hold of it. That's a character flaw. Sometimes we just, our mind gets so noisy, we just pay attention to it. Are you listening? I'm not saying spiritual flaws now. I'm saying character flaws. Somebody just thought. So if you need prayer, come up here now, right now. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Why'd that thing shut off? I know why. I'm only kidding. I'm only kidding. Praise God. Hallelujah. Did your headache ever go away? Praise God. Did you praise God for it? Oh. I'm just checking, guy. Some people don't, you know. Some people just walk away and the headache went away and they go, I wonder what happened there. Ah, praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Say, I'm here to receive the blessings of your promises, Jesus. Help me, Holy Spirit, to have the faith in the promises in Christ, in me, that they will manifest today. Including the blessings of Abraham through Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That's okay. You can say that. Well, you said it. Hallelujah. Close your eyes, guy. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, blessed Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch him right now, Lord, in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, for the blessings, Lord. I thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord. I thank you for healing his back, his muscles, Lord, in Jesus' name. All the way down his back, Lord, in Jesus' name.
All to his back in Jesus' name. All to his back in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Power in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Power in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch this man, Lord, right now. And I call forth the blessings of Abraham, Lord, through Christ our Lord and Savior Jesus, that they have been both walking in faithfulness, Lord, producing faith. And this journey, Lord, is going to produce the financial blessings, Lord, that they'll need, Lord, to fulfill their vision. So we give you praise and honor and glory. As I stand in your presence, Lord Jesus, I say, my God, supplying their need according to riches and glory by Christ Jesus. It's all coming to bless them, Lord. For your glory, Lord Jesus, for it's going to be with your wisdom how they treat these finances in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Power of Jesus. Power of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I touch my brother, Lord, and I thank you and I praise you, Lord. That which you has put in his spirit some time ago, Lord, as a matter of fact, a long time ago, about healing, Lord, and the healing anointing, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that on this journey of faithfulness, Lord, that David is walking in, Lord, that you will position him someday shortly, Lord, and the power of the Holy Spirit will come upon him like never before, and the boldness will come out of his tongue in the under the anointing and power of the Holy Spirit, and he will speak to cancer or sickness or blind eyes. And they will obey him because he'll be speaking by faith through the power of the Holy Spirit. Let it rise up in him, Lord, and let him be blessed so he can bless you and bless the people. Power of Jesus, hallelujah. Power of Jesus, hallelujah. Quiet. Father God, in Jesus' name, oh, we thank you, Lord. Father God, I thank you and I praise you, Lord, for Lisa. I thank you, Lord, that her journey, Lord, sometimes has run up against closed doors. But you have said any door you open, no man will close. And any door you close, no man will open. And I thank you and I praise you, Lord, that she'll recognize why doors are closed and why doors are opened. But doors have been opened for her and for David, the both of them, Lord, to walk through. So, Father God, I pray right now that they'll have the wisdom, Lord, to see that the doors that are open, Lord, for him or her and David, Lord, that they shall flow in the Holy Ghost, Lord, flow in the anointing, Lord, and they'll be strange dreams that come to them, and the both of them will start talking about it, and their tongues will be loosed to speak the things they're seeing in dreams. And when they speak it and put it together, because one will get one part and the other one will get the other part, and when they put the both together by talking and being released by the anointing of the Holy Spirit, it'll draw a complete picture. So we thank you and we praise you, Lord. Direction has come by your Spirit into her life, and healing has come into her, top of her head to the soles of her feet. Power of God. Power of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Father God, I touch my sister, Lord, and I thank you, Lord, as I speak in the name of Jesus, releasing my faith in Jesus' name. This woman is touched in the name of Jesus, touched by the faith of Jesus that we are now speaking in by the power of the Holy Spirit. And whatever's going on in her body, whatever's going on in her mind, Father God, I bless her, Lord, and I command money to come, Lord, and she doesn't have to figure out how it's going to come, because all things are possible with you, Father God, and all things are possible with us, and we call it forth, the Abraham blessings through Christ our Lord and Savior in her to be released in Jesus' name. Power in Jesus' name. Power in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, I speak to diabetes, Lord. I speak to her pancreas right now. You're going to stop acting up right now. I command you in the authority of the name of Jesus. You're going to dry up. God is a miracle-working God who can reproduce a new pancreas. And we give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, that this woman is going to be free because you've taken it on your cross, Lord Jesus Christ. And she stands up and proclaims your name and proclaims the virgin birth and the suffering and the shedding of your blood
and your death and your resurrection, for it must come forward because you are faithful to your covenant. So right now, Lord, I speak by faith in Jesus' name. Diabetes, I curse you now in Jesus' name. I curse you in the power of the name of Jesus and command it all to go. Power in Jesus' name. Power in Jesus' name. Power in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you, King Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, I speak by faith. It's time for you to start the pictures up again in his mind, Lord, in visions and dreams, Lord. Expand them, Lord. Expand them and then give him the anointing to understand it and to bring it and impart it to people in the body of Christ in Jesus' name. Father God, I touch his heart right now, Lord. I touch his lungs right now. I touch his breathing part of his lungs in Jesus' name. I touch his bronchial cords in the name of Jesus. And I thank you and I praise you, Lord Jesus. The power of Jesus, my faith in your name, Lord Jesus, my faith in your resurrection power, that you are a God that can replace and heal hearts, Lord. Heal lungs, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you and we praise you, Lord. As I call forth, by the power of the Holy Spirit, the power of Jesus, healing power of Jesus, healing power of Jesus, healing power of Jesus, healing power of Jesus, hallelujah, healing power of Jesus. Every bit of it is loose from her mind now. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. And I speak and release the peace of Jesus all through her right now. Oh, the peace of Jesus. Ooh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father God, healing and peace upon Rose, Lord. Healing and peace inside of Rose, Lord. The peace of Jesus, the healing anointing of you, Lord Jesus. Faith, your faith, Lord, being released into her right now. Your faith being released into her joints, Lord. Into her finances right now, Lord. You're calling forth, and nothing can refuse when you speak, Lord, because this woman has favor and grace in the heavenly realm. So we thank you and we praise you, Lord, that things are going to turn around because I proclaim it and speak it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, I touch my sister, Lord, and I thank you and I praise you, Lord. The word promotion comes to me. But I think it's something to do with work, not promotion in the spirit realm, because you already have that in Christ in you. But God is talking about something being promoted in work. Something's going to change for the glory of God, and it's going to change your finances. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I call this forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Power in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch my brother right now, Lord. In Jesus' holy name, and I free him, Lord, from the top of his head to the soles of his feet, Lord. I bind any spirit, Lord, that tries to light on Paul. I bind it and cast it out in Jesus' name. I free his emotions. I free his mind in the name of Jesus. I free his eyes. I free his ears in the name of Jesus. I speak to his physical body in the name of Jesus. It will obey what I say because I operate under the faith of Jesus. It's running through me right now, and in the name of Jesus, this body will be healed in the name of Jesus and healed by the faith of Jesus. Amen. And holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Every bit of it. Power of Jesus. Power of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, I touch her right now, Lord, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, for the outpouring of your love, for the outpouring of your wisdom in her life. Lord Jesus, all knowledge and wisdom and revelation and light is found in you, Jesus. And the Holy Spirit is going to bring forth your nature, your knowledge, your wisdom into her life. I bind confusion right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I bind dissent right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I break the power of the enemy who sent words to try to occupy this lady's mind. And I bind you, Satan. I bind principalities and powers. And I say right now that peace is going into her right now. The peace peace of Jesus is settling in her mind right now, that she can receive the promises, Lord, that she can receive the blessings, Lord, because they belong to her. And it's time, Lord, as she continues to persevere and press in and speak your word, that you're going to manifest things like she has never seen before. And even in her family, Lord, you're going to change things in her family. You're going to change ugliness in the name of Jesus. We give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, that love and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost is going to be in her and upon her and her family in Jesus' holy name. Thank you, King Jesus. Thank you, King Jesus. Power! 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 Father God, I touch her right now, Lord. And right now, Lord, I'm touching her emotions, Lord. I'm touching her mind, Lord. And I'm doing it by the power of the Holy Spirit, in the power of the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Nothing is going to control her except the Spirit of God, the Word of God. No emotions is going to control her, because she's going to realize she's not going to lean to her own understanding. She's going to acknowledge you, Lord Jesus. You have a plan for her life. You have blessings for her life. You have the blessings of Abraham. You have the peace for her life. You have direction for her life. So we thank you and we praise you, Lord. She'll learn by the Spirit of a living God not to lean to her own understanding, but to acknowledge you, Jesus, and you're going to direct her path from the Word of God by the power of the Holy Spirit, and things will change on the inside in Jesus' name. Power in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. I can see God moving you. There was, there was a purple curtain. You came through that, and there's a white one, and you've come through that, and there's some cloud or steam or smoke or something. God has moved you into a presence of God, and God says, my son, you've been here before, but you haven't recognized it as it's being explained by my Spirit to you. But this day, you'll start to recognize it, because you're going to have flashbacks. You're going to run some old spiritual films, not fleshly films, but spiritual films, and you're going to realize that you have experienced God in a number of times in this area that's being spoken to you. But God says you can hold on to it, you can stay there, or you can go out and you can come in, because God says he's blessed you that way. And God said he's blessed you with faith. He's blessed you with faith in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So the enemy is going to come and try to steal and destroy, but you're going to take authority over him in my name, saith the Lord, and you're not going to let nothing, everything that God's given to you and continues to give to you, that you're not going to let the enemy steal it from you. Father God, in Jesus' name, power, power in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Do I have it? Yeah, I guess I have it. I don't know. I used to play football. You see that move? I still got it. Well, praise God. Father God, I thank you, Lord, that I can see forgiveness flowing in my brother Alan, Lord. I can see him digging down deep into the power of the Holy Spirit to overcome some things. I can see in his marriage exploding in love, Lord, and forgiveness. I can see his family coming together, Lord, in forgiveness and love, Lord, because he's the head, Lord, and we thank you, Lord. We give you praise and honor and glory. As Jesus is the head of this body, this man is going to demonstrate, Lord, what the Word of God means to him. I thank you and I praise you, Lord Jesus, that the Holy Spirit has now going to release things into Alan's life, because he's been faithful. He's reached a place where the Spirit of God is going to release a blessing into his life. So we give you praise and honor and glory right now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Power in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, this woman of God is changing, Lord. You know, I can see a clothesline, and I can see the sun.
changing you and just cooking on you, and the fire of the Holy Ghost coming forward. There's a burning fire all around you to protect you. There's a fire going on in you. God is decreasing you, and he's increasing himself. And God says you don't recognize it at this moment, but you will, because even people will say, I see a change. And even you are going to be awoken, and sometimes 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and you're going to start seeing this film being run inside of you about how God has changed you. And then you won't be complaining to me no more, saith the Lord, because you'll know he's working in you, and there has been a change, and now you see it, saith the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, power in Jesus' name, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Father God, I touch my little sister, Lord, in the blessed holy name of Jesus. How we praise you and honor you, Lord. How you have been patient with her, Lord. And how she has a heart for you, Lord Jesus Christ. And how she has mercy. And how she has an anointing upon her life. How she has a mind that's pure, Lord, in thinking in a lot of areas as far as the Word of God is concerned. We just thank you and we praise you, Lord. All of this, Lord, is for your glory, Lord. And this young lady, Lord, will rise and continue to rise up, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that on this journey she's on, there's going to be things placed in her, blessings from you, Lord Jesus Christ. And it's going to be something that she wants to do, Lord. She's not quite sure in her spirit and in her mind what that is, but God is going to show you something, and you're going to recognize and say, oh yeah, I'll do that. And when you say okay to God, God will put it all together. Father God, in Jesus' holy name, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Father God, I touch my brother right now, Lord. God says, my son, there has been a move of the Spirit of God in your life. And sometimes it's God's not the author of confusion, but sometimes you get confused about religion and church and different things that are going on in the world. But I've called you and separated you to walk in my footprints. I've called you and separated you to speak my word. I've called and separated you to be led by my mind and be led by my spirit. These things I've called you to do, even greater than these will you do, because I speak from my word that you can do the same and even greater than me. And God says he can show you that. And God says he can cause that to work in your life. There has been a sadness time in your spirit. It's almost like the spirit has been grieved, and there's a sadness there. But God is going to refresh you and give you peace today. And there's going to be a rising of his knowledge and his wisdom and revelation about him. And you are going to see you've already operated in some areas, but for some reason it has been shut down. But God said he's going to awaken you to it, and he's going to cause you to be faithful back to it again, and it's going to cause faith to arise, and you're going to get the blessings of God on this faithful journey. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you and I praise you, Lord, as I call into his life. Power! Power of Jesus! Power! Power of Jesus! Let it all go in Jesus' name! Go in Jesus' name! Hallelujah! Praise the Lord! Praise you, Jesus! God says, my son, he has placed inside of your head a business head. And things seem to come easy to you. But sometimes you're very shy about those things. And God says that's a good thing. Don't let that disturb you. But let you be moved by my spirit, because the blessings will flow as long as you keep the door open. As long as you keep the door open, and allow me to bless you, because eventually you are going to be called and separated from that business to be in ministry and to have an anointing upon your life. You've always had pure thoughts in a lot of areas. You've always had a desire to follow Jesus. You've always had a desire for the supernatural. And God says, I've heard your prayers, and I've heard you speaking about this within yourself. The Spirit has relayed into the heavenly realm as you have spoken tongues, these ideas and these desires that are in you. And God says, today I'll give you the desires of your heart, but be patient and wait, because it's always got to be positioned by me, saith the Lord. Father God, in Jesus' holy name, we thank you and we praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. I touch her right now, Lord. I call forth the blessings and promises of Jesus into her life. The blessings and promises. I call the peace of God. I call the wisdom of my Father God through my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ being released into her right now by the power of the Holy Spirit. I bind the spirit of confusion right now in Jesus' name. The pathway is well lit, says the Lord. The pathway is well lit. There should be no confusions. It's my word, taking you on the pathway of righteousness because it's yours. And grace and mercy and, oh, the love of God. The love of God is on that path. It's all yours, my daughter, and I am in you, ready to release. Give me a desire by faith. Give me a desire by faith that will come through me, and I shall release it, saith the Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Father God, in Jesus' name, I touch my brother, Lord. My grandson, Lord, and I thank you and I praise you, Lord, that the anointing of the Spirit of God. God says, my son, there has been a short journey that it seems to be, it doesn't seem to make sense. But God says, my son, as you lean to my wisdom, it'll all be put together. Not by books, not by the world, although it's going to be something that God's going to use you in this world for his glory. It's going to be put together by his wisdom. And you're going to recognize it as God's wisdom. And you're going to plan on it more. You're going to call for it more because God is willing now and ready to open a door because you've come down the journey and you've reached a place and God wants to add to you. So the enemy has tried to bring confusion or difficulty, but God says, no, it's not going to get more difficult. It's going to get more easy, saith the Lord. Father God, in Jesus' name, I thank you and I praise you, Lord, for this journey is his. His journey will be occupied by your knowledge and your light, Father God, as I so proclaim it in the power of the name of Jesus. Power in Jesus' name. Power in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It seems like you're turned over and turned over several times. And it seems like when you come back around, it's the same. But God says, no, it is the same as far as your flesh is same, but it's not the same spiritually. And so God is showing you, and you're going to grow and turn over and turn over. It's almost like turning over in bed. You should be at rest and asleep with God, and God's just going to turn over and turn over. And one of these times, you're going to bounce off in that area, and you're going to know exactly where you're going. You're going to know exactly what God is saying. You're going to know exactly how to receive the blessings, how to pray and to receive the blessings, the promises that are in me, saith the Lord, and it shall be awakened in you, and you shall bring it to your son. You shall bring it to your wife. You shall bring it to your brother. You shall bring it to your family, and they will not be able to resist it, saith the Lord. Father God, in Jesus' name, power in Jesus' name, power in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen? Are you blessed? Yes. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you and we praise you as we lift up our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We draw all attention to you, Jesus. This is your place. We are your body. You are the head. We are kings and priests. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. We take authority over sickness and disease. We curse all kinds of different diseases, Lord, MS, Lord, and in different areas, Lord, that people are getting sick. We curse diabetes, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We cut it at the root because we're following in your footprints, Jesus, speaking with authority in your name, Lord Jesus Christ, knowing that your name will heal, your faith will heal, because you are faithful to the covenant. And as we look at you today, Lord Jesus, we can see that we're growing spiritually, that the anointing is getting stronger, Lord, and that we are calling forth your promises. We're not leaning to our own understanding. We're acknowledging you, Lord, because you truly are the head, Lord. And the Holy Spirit can help us take things out of your head, place it in our spirit, transfer it into our minds, and cause us to accept it and receive it and walk in it for your glory. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. And everybody said, amen. Hallelujah.